Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. State prison officials are transferring incarcerated people from San Quentin to other in-state facilities. That's despite the advice of the prison's own medical personnel and protests from prisoners. From our KLW newsroom, Ren Farrell reports.
Nearly a quarter of a million incarcerated people in the United States have been infected with COVID-19, according to the Marshall Project. And for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, California state prisons have COVID-19 outbreaks in all 34 of its facilities. Despite this, the CDCR has begun to transfer hundreds of medically vulnerable incarcerated people from San Quentin to other California state prisons. The transfers follow a court order that San Quentin's prison population be cut in half after a COVID outbreak there left 29 people dead. A coalition of returned citizens, community organizers, and social justice orgs has started a petition to stop the pending transfers of these incarcerated people. James King is a state campaigner at the Ella Baker Center. He says that the best option is to release the most at-risk prisoners.
There is no safe place within the CDCR to house medically vulnerable people. The prisons are far too crowded, so it's time to release people, as public health officials have been calling for 9 months now.
King says the CDCR has not responded to the coalition. He also says 26 people were transferred to Corcoran State Prison on Monday. Last week, Corcoran's prison population was at 104% capacity. I'm Ren Farrell, KALW News.
San Francisco supervisors overwhelmingly approved a resolution to condemn the naming of the city's public hospital for Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. The couple gave $75 million towards a new acute care and trauma center in 2015. The non-binding resolution approved 10-1 is not a law and does not require the hospital to do anything. But backers say it would send a message to San Francisco that a public hospital should not be named for the head of a social media platform that spreads disinformation. Meanwhile, the hospital foundation says it's proud of their names being affiliated with the hospital. State Assembly member David Chu of San Francisco has introduced legislation that would extend California's eviction moratorium, which is set to expire by the end of the month.
We can't, during this very deadly stage of the pandemic, have tens of thousands of folks forced from their homes. That would make COVID much more likely to spread and have devastating health consequences.
Chu's legislation would extend protections through the end of the year. And at the end of next year, it should also set up a framework for rental assistance funding for both tenants and landlords facing a mountain of debt. But landlord groups are skeptical. Deborah Carlton is with the California Apartment Association.
There's really nothing in this bill that provides rental property owners any assurance that they're going to be able to remain in business.
Under Chu's proposal, landlords would be allowed to sue for rent they're owed in small claims courts starting January 1st of 2022. Both Chu and Carlton say they'll be in discussions over the next few weeks to work on a compromise. There is a week left in fall, but forecasters are saying a winter storm is rolling into Northern California, bringing widespread rain and mountain snow. The National Weather Service says the system is expected to arrive this afternoon and continue through Thursday. Sierra Nevada snow levels will start out at higher pass levels and drop to as low as 4,500 feet. Travel is expected to be hazardous in the mountains, and Caltrans will be closing a few roads along the way. For us here in the Bay Area, it's going to be mostly cloudy, a chance of rain in the afternoon, and a high surf advisory, 50s and 60s. This is KLW San Francisco.